Facing a December 1st deadline, the Troy City Council failed by a single vote to pass a tax cap override Wednesday night. Officials had hoped to have a budget in place by now. Fears are the override failure will lead to layoffs and cuts in basic city services. Outgoing Mayor Lou Rosamilia agrees with published reports suggesting services will be affected, but he says he intends to explore every other option.
And I'll be doing that in conjunction with working with the council.
According to the Times Union, administration officials said snow plowing would be reduced, the city pools would not open, and garbage pickup would be delayed to once every 2 weeks. It is estimated that about 30 employees would need to be laid off to meet the proposed $68.6 million budget for 2016. Republican Carmela Mantello is newly elected leader of the city council.
It's up to the mayor-elect and the council-elect to work together to fix this situation. It is a situation that needs immediate attention. I offered a plan to save the city of Troy a year ago, actually, $1.3 million. The council and the mayor at that time, unfortunately, did not act upon my recommendations or the state comptroller's recommendations. So here we are today looking at an even worse deficit.
Mayor-elect Patrick Madden was endorsed by fellow Democrat New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, with whom he promised he'd work closely. Madden said the budget would be his priority, but he has not returned calls for comment regarding the current dilemma. Meantime, Mayor Rosamilia says he is taking decisive action.
And what I will be doing in the future, I'll be calling another special council meeting so that we hope that we can work together, get the rate down to a point where everyone's comfortable with the rate, even though it will exceed the cap, but lower than the current rate. And hopefully we'll get this local law passed and move the city forward.
Mantello is looking ahead to the start of her new term.
When I officially get sworn in on January 1st, I plan to work with the mayor. We right now are working with the transition team, and I've been meeting with Mayor-elect Madden. But January 1st, we're ready to roll up our sleeves and start moving Troy forward. We're going to do everything humanly possible to ensure that the taxpayers are not seeing all the pain. Certainly, taxes cannot be raised to double-digit increases. The taxpayers have seen enough, and we are losing good people here in our city who are moving out.
The city must now figure out how to shave off roughly $1.5 million before December 1st. Dates of any additional meetings, if they have been set, have yet to be made public. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.